there's really some interesting data and information from this survey. And didn't matter what demographic group you were in, didn't matter what age, they actually expect, they expect more federal involvement in priority areas. And that means that translates also to that they don't necessarily want a smaller government. They want an effective government.
And there are some not great news in that the trust that people have, I don't think they use the word trust, because if you use the word trust, then people think of politicians. So they use, do you have confidence in the federal government? The numbers are just really bleak. 33% say some, 31% say no, not at all. And the number of people who said some has dropped incredibly. The number of people who say none has gone up incredibly. So there's some bad news in here, too.
Oh, there's absolutely bad news in this is that they don't have, and again, I think you used the appropriate terminology. The American public, by and large, doesn't have a great deal of confidence in government, and that is problematic. And part of, from the partnership's perspective, where that becomes particularly problematic, Chris, is based on our research, particularly with more experienced workers, that's actually a key driver of interest in working for the government as well. So as government, there's a push and pull here. So the study says that that most Americans want the majority of Americans want a more effective, better government. The partnership would say, in order to get a more effective, better government, you actually need to make sure that you've got good people coming in the door, good people staying. What our research indicates, though, is that confidence level is actually a factor in getting good people into government. If their perception of government is negative, particularly for more experienced workers, their interest decreases dramatically. And in fact, one of the surveys that we did back in 2008 showed that among the cohort of 50-plus, so really experienced workers, 20% believe that government is ineffective. 20% who believed government were ineffective were not interested.
Hmm. And they actually asked local, state, business organizations, then federal government in terms of this confidence numbers. The feds can take Congress ranks even below the federal government. So I mean there's my sense reading this thing was part of this is guess what, the economy stinks. There's things like the Gulf thing going on. All of this wears on people's confidence of all organizations.
Absolutely, it's really about public institutions in general. It's not just federal government, but again, it is a huge issue. And I think, it's not simply confidence in general. It's actually a confidence in solving problems too. So, if you look at it again, and roughly, there's that third that say, we've got no confidence at all. That the federal government can solve problems. That's really, really problematic.
Yeah. There was one part of the study they asked. There were 5% of the people that said they don't want a government that works better. And I want to meet that 5% of the people. I mean, even people, even if you're, you think the government is bad, even if you think it's horrible and it's too big and whatever, you still want the government that's there to work, it seems to me. But I don't know.
Yeah, one would certainly hope that that's the case. And again, I think, the confidence level, the fact that most Americans think that government needs to work better, again, in terms of trying to hang on to, we frequently have the conversations about how do you get good people in, how do you keep the good people. This, I think, really is one of those uphill battles that government in general is going to have to continue to fight. And again, not only is it the confidence level that is one of the drivers to getting people interested, but it's also, when you say that government doesn't work well, then you begin to ask the average American, why doesn't it work well? Well, it's too bureaucratic. There's too many rules. It's not innovative. It's not this. It's not that. Again, bureaucracy tends to come back into that conversation, and which we've talked about frequently being, the biggest barrier, regardless of demographic, to people seeking jobs in government. And again, you have to wonder when a report comes out like this or a survey comes out like this and says, you know what, most Americans don't have confidence in our government in terms of getting things done. What's the impact of that on the federal worker as well, who's actually putting their all into their job to get things done?
Yeah. Before we get to the better news that comes out of this this poll, one of the Center for American Progress has this program that they're calling Doing What Works. And it's essentially three tenets: establishing, eliminating inefficient programs and redirecting support to the most cost-efficient programs, carefully evaluating the performance of individual programs and agencies and making that information available to the public, and number three, using more modern management methods and information technologies. Now, part of my, I guess, issue, all of those, of course, I agree with. I like apple pie, too. I think the federal government has tried to do these over at least the 20 years that I've been doing this. It's hard. It's hard to do.
It is hard to do. But again, what the survey points out is most Americans don't believe that poor performance in government or in the public sector more largely is inevitable as well. So they really do believe that government effectiveness can be improved. And again, part of the partnerships argument to that, and we'll be releasing the best places to work rankings on September 1, is around that critical issue of leadership. Where is leadership taking you, and how are they actually helping to not simply manage, but lead the efforts to get there?
Yeah. The really bright note out of all this is these millennials, these young people, the younger than what, 30, is that what we say they are?
I think 32 is what, yeah.
Overall, they have a much, much better view of government and what government can do than the public at large.
Absolutely, and again, that as you said, that's refreshing to see. You know, it's not from my perspective, it wasn't totally surprising given all of our work with college and university students and what we hear. Again, time and time again, Chris, you and I talk about, you know, the importance of government recruiters making the case for the difference that young people can make in government service, and directly linking them to the mission. And I think that's actually in large part what we're seeing among the millennials with this data as well, is that they actually do see, one, that government can change, two, that they can be part of that change, and three, that they can truly make a difference through this.
Yeah, it's and it was heartwarming to think that people actually, I mean, and the numbers were overwhelming, that people really believe that they have, and I wouldn't say it's positive views, but they believe in making the world a better place. Not to say that other people don't, but they believe that government is one of the important instruments to make that happen.
That's absolutely right. And I think one of the other really interesting things about this as well is all of this data and across, again, all of the demographic groups really didn't align with or their perceptions of performance didn't align with partisan or political ideology, yeah, either. It was really across the board.
Yeah, it was. And we'll have it linked up so people can read it for themselves. It's a fascinating survey and well worth some time, I think. The one other point that I'd make in there is, you know, we always, at least I have gotten frustrated with politicians who don't ever make good government management an issue because they think nobody cares. And if you read the data here, people do care about this. This is an issue that they think is very important, and it has a real impact in how they view their politicians, even. So it can help them.
Yeah, absolutely. I think this could be a little bit of a wake up call to you know, policymakers that Americans do care, and it's Americans of all ages that do care, and they actually expect more, and particularly in areas that they see as priorities. So, you know, they talked about energy, poverty, education. They actually saw again, this leads to that issue of government as an opportunity to make a difference and a force for making a difference. You know, the poll overwhelmingly found that Americans said that the federal government should be involved in those areas and can, in fact, advance it. And again, I think, you know, ultimately, still that promise of hope that government can, in fact, change, and that this isn't inevitable simply because it's government.
Yeah. Let me ask an aside question, related but unrelated. Peter Orszag, last day today, first administration official to step down, to leave. Does he leave a mark?
I think he leaves a mark in a lot of different areas. Certainly, you know, we can look at you know, some of the things yet to come that he's left a mark on. But the some of the financial bailout, you know, certainly Director Orszag was instrumental in some of that. I think as we look at financial reform efforts that were, you know, just recently passed and will be put into action again, Director Orszag pretty heavily involved in that and instrumental in that. I think one of the key pieces, I don't know that it's a legacy, but certainly that he's put his stamp on, is again coming in and saying that people actually matter and that we have to focus on the people to drive performance in agencies as well. He very clearly did that. And again, I'm going to mention our best places to work. Our best places to work ranking a year ago, he said that this was an opportunity and that he was, quite frankly, as director of OMB, going to hold agencies accountable for their best places to rank scores because that was actually a direct indication of their performance. He effectively was able to at least begin to have the conversation about people as part of this equation on this and not simply the performance as something way out there trying to achieve. Understood that the people had to be quality, talented people in order to achieve what we need to do.
And it really was OMB and OPM driving these things. It wasn't just they tossed it off to OPM and said, you take care of it. OMB said, hey, this matters. We are going to work with OPM to make sure it happens.
And Chris, that's why this whole hiring reform, everybody asked me, you know, how does the hiring reform initiative that OPM and the administration launched back in May and is going to take full effect in November, how does this differ from every other hiring reform initiative that government has undertaken? Part of my answer is that the administration, the full administration, is behind this and that OMB has been involved in this as well. So I think the partnership between OMB and OPM in driving this reform has been really, really critical. And again, Director Orszag has been at the forefront of that.